Welcome to Parenting Decoded, a podcast for practical approaches to parenting. I'm Mary Eschen. In my last podcast, I talked about grumpy kids, but I realized that it's not only grumpy kids that need connections to their parents. They all do. Kids need to feel that unconditional love that we all want to give them. We're made to want that, but for some of us in our hurried and busy lives with work and school commitments, we just find it really hard to set aside time to just be with our kids one-on-one style. So many times in the last 10 years of working with parents, I've seen how families are changed in dramatic ways when parents take the time to slow down and connect. In this podcast, I want to throw out some ideas and maybe one or two will stick so that you can take a step toward a better connection. This podcast focuses on young kids from about 2 until 10, just before they get to the tween stage of life where your sweet child might turn into someone you don't recognize. Even if your kids are doing okay, their friends are okay, their grades are okay, their social and church activities are okay, they still need special time with you, just you. If you want to rock parenting, connecting is going to be your superpower. Number one, if you have young kids, start young, as early as 2 years old. It's usually pretty easy to play games, build forts, and snuggle while reading books at young ages. Next, you have to connect individually with each of your kids. You can't group them to get the connection battery recharged. First, I'll give you some quick connection ideas and then ideas for longer connections that I call dates. Some psychologists say that a minimum of connection of 10 minutes per day per kid is the best approach to keep the connection battery charged, where they feel safe, connected, and loved. It's not enough to just take them to the playground and watch them play. You have to fully immerse yourself in play with them. I know it's hard, but if your kid feels connected, things go so much more smoothly. Trust me. When one kid gets dysregulated, the entire household often moves in that same direction. The trick is you can't do it as a group. It needs to be one adult to one kid. Hard for families of multiples, right? I had one mom who had two boys, first and third grade. She noticed that her boys struggled to get her attention and would start getting annoyed with her and each other as they came home from school. Since there were no loving boundaries around playing with mom, both boys just wanted her all the time. She's a smart mom and a former teacher, so she decided to talk to the boys about making a schedule, a little family meeting. They decided that after school, each boy would get 100% of her time to play whatever they could for 15 minutes. Then the boys would swap places. They talked about quiet activities to do while waiting and came up with consequences if one boy decided to interrupt, as well as how the timer would work. I know it's a lot of setup work, but it worked wonders. Both boys knew they had mom and could fill up their connection battery and tell her about their day and how they were feeling while playing Legos or setting up blocks. I'm not saying that you have to do what one mom did. The takeaway is that she did something. What can you do in a short amount of time, whether it's daily or weekly? I love the article, 30 Joyful Ways to Connect with Your Child in 10 Minutes, from the blog One Time Through. I'm going to put a link to it in my show notes. I love Sue's ideas. Here are just a few, but take a peek at the article for all 30 ideas. Chase games. Yep, just run around the house. Who is it? Kids laugh and squeal so easily. Hide and seek, a perennial favorite for all kinds of kids in ages 2 to 10. I know I have a hard time staying engaged in this one myself, but kids love it. Wrestling, as long as it doesn't get too rough, this act of physical connection can be really nurturing and meaningful. Dancing or marching to music. Just pick a few favorite songs and dance or march around. Floor play. Get down on the ground and play Legos or blocks or Hot Wheels or Barbie. Just get down on their level and be present. Cooking, baking, reading, a special snack, watching the weather go by. There are all sorts of ideas. There is another online resource that I'll have in my show notes as well from Talking Parents with an article of 56 more ideas both short and long. I just want you to have ideas if you feel you need them. Now I want to move on to setting up time for deeper connections. If you ask me, it's really helpful and builds meaningful connections in ways that quick connections, like I just talked about, can start but can't quite go to the next level. What am I talking about? Setting up one-on-one dates with your kids. Yep, a date with only one kid. If you have one kid, it's pretty easy, but you need to rotate with your spouse. No third wheels allowed on these dates. Your spouse goes on the next date with your child, not on your date. If you have two kids, divide them between you and then rotate the next date so that each child gets time with each parent. If you're blessed to have more than two, you're going to have to divide and conquer. I have one friend with four kids who works a lot, but one Saturday afternoon a month, he takes one kid out for an entire afternoon of kid-directed activities, just the two of them. His kids need to wait 4 months for their next turn, but they're overjoyed that Dad makes extra special time, even if it's only once every 4 months. I must admit, I didn't grow up with a memory of even one event with one of my parents. My parents had a lot of kids, but boy, how I would have loved to have had some special attention from one of my parents. How would you have felt? What is it that you do on your kid date? Great question. Something fun. Doesn't have to be expensive, but your kid needs to want to do it or at least tolerate it. It should be kid-led as much as possible. If your kid loves to hike, then hike. If they hate hiking, then don't go hiking. Maybe you'll go to a place and paint pottery. Maybe you'll go putt-putt golfing or to a lake and rent a boat. Maybe you could go on a camping trip or an interesting bike ride. Maybe it just rained and you go find some place to make mud pies and get dirty on purpose. Maybe you go to some park or large field and collect slugs or butterflies. Maybe you go to the beach. Maybe you get your nails painted. Yep, even dads can paint their nails. If you let your daughter pick the colors for your fingers or toes, you get extra credit. I have an adorable dad friend who dresses up and even wears a tie while his five-year-old daughter gets on her fanciest dress to go out to dinner, just the two of them. It could be to McDonald's or Panera. It doesn't have to be the Ritz. His daughter is beaming the entire time they go out. Taking the time to set up dates with your kids takes time. It takes energy. I totally get it. But I want you to think about a friend or family member who has a tween or a teen who doesn't even want to be seen with their parents, who'd rather be on electronics than have a conversation. Maybe you were a teen like that. As a parent, it is a painful and frustrating time of worry and fear. And at the same time, you might ask yourself, what did I do wrong? Invest now in time with them. Make it fun, make it meaningful, make it regular, even if it's only twice a year. You've just got to believe me on faith that it'll pay off in the long run. As you do this when they're younger, you continue to do it through those tween and teen years so that they can continue to look forward to it. Setting the practice now will get you a long way. I love Nike's saying, just do it. That's all for now. If you have a teen or tween already, look for my next podcast, 65, to get specific ideas on how to connect with them. It's a little harder. Feel free to email me, mary@parentingdakota.com, to get any suggestions for more activities you could do. If you'd like a transcript of this podcast, it's on my website. If you have a few seconds, I'd really love for you to leave me a podcast review. It would be so awesome. Have a blessed rest of your day.